I'm really used on. Vincent.
Jim Michael. No, it's Pruitt Taylor Vincent, I think.
Or something. Oh, okay. Well, yeah. I don't know. I can remember that.
Yeah.
That was the most convenient answer.
If you want to know what Miles looks like, look up Pruitt Taylor Vincent, I think is his name. He's an actor. He's been in a lot of stuff. Oddly enough, he's not that much older than Miles.
Yeah, just a mere 8 years.
A mere 8 years, exactly.
He was Otis in The Walking Dead, which I know none of you watch but me, I know, but...
Yeah, he was Otis. And he was in this movie Constantine, which I watched recently, which is a Keanu Reeves movie, but...
What happened in the movie?
Taylor Vince. He's been in a lot of stuff, though, you know. He's got like 100 acting credits.
What?
He was recently on The Mentalist. If you watch that movie. Yeah, and... True Blood. Oh, yeah, he's in True Blood. I remember that, yeah. Hawaii 5-0. He does a lot of TV. He does a lot of... A lot of movies. He's basically just this fat guy. Fat, bald guy.
Oh.
Yeah, but Miles looks just like him. I'm like... But I will tell you, he is a very accomplished actor.
He's good?
He's a very good actor as well, yes.
Very good actor. Yeah.
Oh, and he directed. He directed a TV show called Infamous for a few episodes. So, I mean, he's no slouch.
Yeah.
He worked with Paul Newman, you know. Nobody's fool, so.
All right. I don't know if I saw that one.
Well, you should see that one because Melanie Griffith shows her boobs.
Oh, I was just going to say that. Is that the one with her boobies?
Yes, yes. And
oh,
that's,
yes.
It's
yes.
Not a young Melanie Griffith, but it's not an old, old Melanie Griffith. It's like just getting old Melanie Griffith. So.
Train wreck now. Man.
Yeah, I mean, it was when everything was still in its place. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I know what you mean. Yeah. Yeah.
It is good. You know, it's not. It's a good movie. I liked it.
Okay. It's a good feed.
Right. So I'm telling Miles he should go to Hollywood and take over the younger roles of Taylor Pruitt Vince. Or Pruitt Taylor Vince, sorry.
You could fill in for Seymour Philip Hoffman. Maybe.
Yeah, I could fill in Philip Seymour Hoffman, yeah.
Or whatever, yeah.
Something like that.
But,
yeah, we could just go in. I could do all the remainder of Mockingjay. We're going to attack the Citadel. Okay. There you go. That was my imitation of him doing that role.
Yeah. Oh. You are he.
I am he, and we are we, and you are you, and Pruitt Taylor Vance.
And Manny's in Philadelphia.
Watching the Orioles play.
Hey, I'd like another beer here. Hey, Manny Fortunato, and I'd like another beer for me and my friends.
There you go. Can't turn them down.
It's how we talk.
So, yeah, everything is going well, I guess. The family there, Miles, huh?
Not as well as you would think.
Oh, really? Did you want to discuss this or what?
Yeah, things took a turn for the worse this week.
This week already? Well, recording late because I had to work last night. So
is the camera too disruptive, by the way?
No. It's
the comedy at all? Or?
No, it enhances it because of the whole Pruitt Taylor events thing.
Anyway, we got this haircut. I hate to admit this, but we have a horrible flea problem.
Is that why you got your hair cut?
No, that's the flea problem we have. No, No, but we have many animals in this house, as you know.
I've seen a couple of them.
We have four cats.
Oh, my Lord. Four already? I didn't know you had four. I thought you had two.
No, we have four, and we have two dogs.
Holy moly.
And this has been a really bad summer, and my wife, God bless her, has been trying to treat this problem, and it will not go away.
Yeah.
Right.
So, is everybody getting shaved, or what?
Pubes first. The humans don't have to get shaved.
I said, is everyone getting shaved? I didn't say the humans.
Yeah. No, no shaving. No one got shaved, I think. So, the final solution is, okay, we're going to buy foggers.
I got to fog the place, huh?
We're going to bomb this mother into eternity, you know? Right.
Yeah.
This is going to be the end of Platoon when we're done, you know? We're just going to, bomb the shit out of it. And
sure.
I've never done this before. I was very apprehensive, I guess is the word.
I would be because, those things can explode or something.
Yeah, I don't, because I'm like, okay, we've got to blow out the pilot lights so we don't blow up the house,
Yeah.
Stuff like that. And so we're trying to decide how many because we have, a full basement. We have an upstairs. We have bedrooms. It's decided that we will light two downstairs and five upstairs.
Holy moly, five?
Yeah.
That seems like a lot. I think it would take three.
We got three bedrooms and a kitchen and a living room.
Okay. Maybe you have to get rid of the furniture.
I don't know. Yeah, get rid of me. I don't know. Maybe with the.
Shave you.
Logistically, we're trying to figure out how to do it and.
Yeah, put paper down.
She read that. My wife got all the directions, and we're reading it, rereading it, because I don't want to blow up the house. I'm afraid it's going to burn down. I'm very scared.
That would be, too. I've never done that.
1 to 10, I'm, totally freaked out. I'm, 8.5 going on 9.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And so I just decided, okay, we'll do the basement first.
Well, no, you got to do it all at once.
Well, we were, but in sequence, have to have a certain sequence.
Yeah, I gotcha.
And we're trying to, get animals out of the house, get kids out of the house, and just, the adults will do this. And
neighbors,
I want to call girls, whatever, we get them all out of the house. So we do the basement, and they're like, okay, all right, now we're gonna start with the far bedrooms down the hall, and then we're going to work forwards towards the, the doors and get out of here.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea. Stuff's toxic.
So we're trying to sink it, on the count of three, we flip these mothers, it's like a movie, okay, we're going to blow the bridge, And so we get the first two upstairs going, no problem, and we move on to the second set of two,
Yeah.
That's no problem, and it's like, all right, so I'm trying to get my wife out, and I go and I hit the last one, okay? So now there's seven of these things.
It sounds like you without a regulator.
And the problem comes in that for some reason Miles Jr. has stayed in the house.
he was sleeping.
No, he was just kind of standing where I'm at right now in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Get up out of here! Get up out of here! And instead of, we use a side door to come in. We're like that, I guess. He decides he's going to use the back door that opens onto the garden behind me here, this fenced in backyard where all the animals have been thrown, right?
Right, yeah. And so all the animals come in.
Oh, my God. Luckily, only one came in. The big dog comes in.
Right. Hey, I'm going to go lay down on the couch with my fleas.
And screaming. By this time, these things have already been set off for about a minute or more.
Yeah, the house is filling up.
Yeah, it's going with poisonous gas and whatever else. This dog takes off down the hallway. Oh my God.
Into the mist.
Yeah, into the mist she goes. It's like a bad movie. I'm like, son. Don't love me, come back.
Don't go. She's already dead.
So, you know, I used to be good at holding my breath when I was skinny, but now that I'm fat, like, I can't really do it, you know?
So you're hopping. Love, babe!
So I hold my breath. I get this dog. This dog is, like, refusing to budge. You know, she's freaked out because everyone's yelling, crying. Oh. I'm yelling. I'm trying to get her, holding my breath, you know. I'm looking like Veruca Salt. You know, I'm getting bigger.
That was Violet Beauregard.
Violet, yes, thank you. Whatever. I want to watch that movie once, but
all
right. Well, twice when you look at that. Anyway, so I get the dog outside. You know, my son's upset. I'm yelling at him and all this.
You should open the back door.
Stupid shit, dude.
You're an asshole.
Oh, luckily just one bolted in.
Yeah. I would have took that as an opportunity just to shut the door and sneak out with everybody.
My youngest boy likes that dog a lot.
One down, you know what I mean?
I know, believe it, don't tempt me. But so yeah, so you know, we haul ass out, and my wife and youngest son had a concert to go to, a little local thing to go to, and me and Miles Jr. stuck around and watched the place.
Yeah.
I knew it was going to blow up. I just had this premonition that something was going to explode. And
why didn't you go take him to the other thing there?
I was too uptight.
Well, you could have let your wife watch it explode.
I thought that those cans should come with family counseling. I'm telling you, I was so freaking uptight and scared and just out of my mind.
Hey, you know, I hate to tell you this after all this trauma, but you know. You can get this medicine that you put on your animals.
We already did that, yeah.
And any flea that bites them dies, you know.
We have spent a lot of money on the front line. I thank you. Yes, I realized that we have tried that. We were just getting desperate, though. It's a bad, you know. I think it's under control now. I don't know. But
you spray your backyard?
No.
Oh, okay.
Is that like some sexual?
No.
Really mean.
No, Pruitt. No.
That man.
I just meant that the fleas are probably out in the grass in your backyard, and they're going to be coming back in.
Probably. I guess. Where do they come from? Right. They got to be in the grass.
They
got to
be out in the wild.
I would think. Right. Yeah,
exactly. Unless you got a bunch of eggs laid in your couch or something, but.
So now you got to stay out of your house for like 2.5 hours.
Yeah, let those babies go out.
2 hours, you don't come in. The last half an hour, you can at least open up some doors and vent it out. You know?
Right, yeah.
And, the neighbor comes over, I'm BSing with him, you know, we're trying to kill time, and little Travis, you know, Miles Jr.'s friend shows up, and, I'm trying to open up doors,
Do the dogs go in then at that point?
No, everyone stayed in the backyard. All animals stayed locked in the backyard. All
right.
But, I'm trying to open up doors because I don't know if you die if you breathe it in or what happens. You know, I don't know.
Instantly.
I don't know. Does it instantly kill you?
Yes,
I don't know.
It's like Agent Orange or something. I don't know.
Because I know I did breathe some in when that stupid dog ran in. But,
well... You're telling me you had that, scrotum lengthening, scrotum problem that you wanted to get fixed.
Yeah.
Well, I think it shrivels up your scrotum, so you'll be okay. You don't have to worry about that.
Okay, well, that's all right. Yeah.
Shrivels up your nads and your scrotum, so.
Oh.
Now you don't have to get that extra skin cut off.
Yes. Thank you for that.
So everybody okay?
Everyone was okay. Everyone survived it. I apologized to everyone I could think of. I was just very upset. I'm trying. We're trying to clean it up. Vent it out, clean it up. The kids are begging me to go downstairs and play Xbox. And please.
Well, of course, the Xbox now is covered with this flea medicine.
Yeah, that's their problem. You know,
they're going to be putting their hands all over it. It's just coated in this shit.
Go play with your carcinogens, kid. Go.
And then they're licking their fingers.
It's good. No.
It tastes like Kentucky Fried Chicken.
I'm trying to clean it up. You know, they're just trying to sneak down, playing Grand Theft Auto or the hell. It's like, come on, help.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah.
Did you clean off that new refrigerator of yours there?
It, well, we followed directions, which said, you know, cover up your stuff pretty well. So we covered up a lot of this stuff. So
yeah, how's the porn collection? Did it get sprayed?
Yeah, that's fine. That's that is all fine.
That's all covered up, was it?
I never want to do this again. If your wife decides, you know, Bob, we're going to do this, I would suggest this.
I would not. I would be worse than you. I wouldn't even allow it to happen.
I mean, would you be really uptight, though, if you guys did it?
Yes, I never would. I never did it.
I was like, we're going to set off 12 of these MFers, and,
I don't go for that, no.
I have never done this before. I really do not want to do it again.
I think we did a long time ago. I can't recall totally, because I think I was so freaked out by it that I didn't even take part in it. But yeah, we had these carpenter bees on the deck or whatever, something like some infestation on the deck, and we had like a little porch in our old house in the St. Louis.
Yeah.
And I think we set one of those off in the porch.
Okay.
In the little out area to kill these bees or wasps or whatever they were.
Yeah.
But I don't think that I did it. I think my wife took care of it, and I just like went to work or something.
I didn't want to do it. I didn't want to touch them.
But I've never done that. I'm like, oh my gosh, this stuff is, you know, basically you're making the air flammable with those things, I think.
Yeah, you think?
Yeah, because it's an aerosolized, you know, gas or whatever.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I can figure that out because I did breathe some in.
So, and you just hit like a, you know, a good spark and woof, it's like gasoline. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, it was because I breathed it in. Oh man.
Yeah.
Bad.
Yeah, well, good thing you got that cancer cut off, because now you got more growing in your lungs.
So. I know, I'm like stage 4 here.
Come on. Hello, Bob. You got to do your breathing.
Hello. Hello, Bob.
Yeah, make your eyes all wiggly waggly. I'm telling you, you look at, with that haircut, totally Pruitt Taylor Vince, yes. Oh, you're gonna cut me off here, okay.
I lost my connection.
So, okay.
My heart-wrenching story.
That is heart-wrenching. That's terrible.
I would suggest, you know, go to the vet and, you know, put your animals at the vet and let your kids go on vacation and just, you know, like do it yourself or have a friend or your wife or something do it. Because making a family event was not a,
It wasn't good, huh?
I don't want to do it again.
That's interesting. Well, I don't know how you got fleas, but...
Well, you can get fleas. I'm sorry. You know, I don't have fleas, but my, you know...
Are you sure?
Just see.
Mr. Scholarship Winner.
Yeah.
Well, you certainly are hairy enough to get fleas.
You ain't seen the worst of it.
Yeah, well... No, thanks.
Wait until you see this sock.
Yeah, okay.
Yes.
I don't have any place for the fleas to live. Come on.
They're bad on the Yorkie, man. That little dude is close to the ground, man. He's covered with them. Man.
Well, there you go. You need to go get that stuff you hook up to your hose and spray your yard.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
I won't kill all my plants, will it?
Well, don't spray the plants. Just spray the grass.
Well, pretty much plants.
Oh, it's all pumpkins?
Yeah, it's pretty much fucked. Yeah, it's all.
What's Mr. Miyagi think of that?
I don't really talk to him. You know, he kind of does his own thing nowadays. So
he didn't like to associate with you, huh?
Yeah, no, not too much. No.
Ever since the city came down on him, so.
Yeah, he's not like, oh, my ass. Much wax off. Oh.
Well, I hope everybody's doing better.
I want to stop crying. We're all...
Yeah, oh, that's good. You're an asshole, Dad.
Dad, what did you know?
Well, I had an interesting time recently. I saw a mythical creature recently.
Can I say chupacabra?
No, not chupacabra, but... My I happened to, I think I stayed home from work because I, like, worked a whole bunch. I was out of town, and I'm like, I'm taking the day, you know. So I stayed home, and then my wife is home for the summer, and she gets this phone call, and it's her mom. And she's like, you know, the Kmart in Collinsville is closing, and everything's got to go, you know. Mm-hmm. And we've been looking for this patio furniture. And, I cannot spend full price on anything. I see you shaking your head.
No, I know. You love a deal. I know you love a deal.
That's right. So my wife's like, we can go look at the patio furniture they got left in the closeout. You know, they're selling everything. So,
well, yeah, why not?
So I'm like, okay, I'll go with you, you know.
Yeah, I'm done with that.
So we head out there, and we're looking around, you know. There's one on display, it looks pretty good, and my wife's like, yeah, let's get that one. And I'm like, oh, I don't see any, you know, boxes for that, you know, with that picture or any kind of SKU number or anything on it. So I'm like, well, let's ask somebody. Because oddly enough, even though we're closing, they had a lot of people working, which was kind of interesting. And that's when I saw the mythical creature.
Okay.
It was this woman who looked like a little, like, gnomish, trollish thing. Mm-hmm. she was like Gollum. What? She was really short. I mean, like, she barely came up to my waist. I swear to God.
That's where you like them.
Yeah, well, I'm a little over, like, 6 foot tall, something like that.
Oh, dick high.
Yeah, and literally she was like down at like my belly button, and she's like, you want a patio furniture? Yeah, no, she didn't sound like that. And she had like this stringy hair like Gollum, and she kept asking me if I want a patio furniture. I said, yeah, we're looking for, you know, this thing. And so it's like, she didn't even move. She just kind of looks around. She's like, I don't know. She's working there. And I go, well, is there... Yeah. Is there, you know, I mean, like, is there stuff other places? Yeah. I don't know. And so I kind of walk around, you know, I go, oh, look. And then she finally goes, oh, here. There was like a stack of these boxes with that same picture on them, you know what I mean? Like the chairs, and then the table was a different box. But she was this little trollish Gollum looking woman. It was just, I'm like, it's like they were hiring the homeless for the closeout sale at Kmart. Which I thought was good. I mean, you know, hey, you know, everybody needs a job. Come on.
Yeah, well, yeah, it would be
my precious. I'm like, you know, I was asking her, can we, you know, but we can't find one, can we buy the floor model, you know, how much is that, you know, I don't know. So it was really quite, my wife, you know, just like looking at me like, you know, what the hell we got ourselves into, is this like candid camera? It was, I really want to take her picture, because you cannot believe how trollish this person looked.
Bob's thinking, I think I got an easy three-way coming on.
Oh, yeah, come on now. She was, oh my gosh, she was missing teeth. Yeah, had this crazy, you know, kind of, you know, older woman comb over thing going on. I have no idea what was going on there. It was interesting, I can tell you that. I got a deal on that patio room. Just like,
kiss me on the lips, I'll take off $50.
It's like 40% off or something. So I got it almost half price, which I thought was pretty good, you know.
You make love to me, I'll make it free.
There you go.
Really?
No, I didn't know that. The 40% off, yeah.
40% off.
Yeah, so I got some patio furniture.
How much to see your boobies?
I wouldn't be surprised if she, you know, like leaned back. I could see him anyway because they're drooping out of her shirt a bit. So.
God, disgusting.
Oh, yeah. Looked like you, you know, having a beer out in the.
Hello.
Wherever you had your free beer this weekend, you know.
I bought that at a liquor store.
Yeah. What the hell?
What?
Well, you never buy beer.
I know, I don't, because my liver's screwed, but I... I was talking to a gentleman that used to advise me on spiritual things. He suggested a can of beer be sacrificed, so I said, okay.
Oh, did he buy it?
No, I bought it. No way. He's a religious guy. He ain't going to buy it.
I still don't believe he bought a beer, so...
It was like one of those big cans and stuff. Yeah,
was it 40? You had a 40-ouncer?
I had a 40. I was at a can.
Yeah, big 40.
I took a couple sips. It was like the first beer I think I've tasted in freaking years.
Yeah. Well, that's weird.
Yeah.
Did you get a Casey's, like, you know, out of the little thing at the front of the store?
I went to a place, and I won't say the name of it.
Super Liquor.
Super Liquor.
That was in Decatur. There was a place called Super Liquor.
Wasn't that your name in high school, Super Liquor? What?
Nothing. My wife's talking to me.
Yeah, the sign out in front of this place. I got to take a picture. I think it is so racist looking that I don't know what the guy is supposed to be. It looks like a guy with a comb over, but he seems to have like brown skin and he smoked a cigar.
Yeah.
But he doesn't, I mean, I don't know if it's Middle Eastern he's supposed to look like, or Spanish, or what, I don't know what it's supposed to be.
Well, what's the name of the place, like Senior Frogs, or what?
It's Happy Charlie's, you know, I won't say.
Happy Charlie's.
But, no, I'm saying, but, you know, I mean, it's nothing, there's not anything weird or racist about the name, but it's just.
The picture looks odd, huh?
It looks odd. It's not, I mean, I don't care what.
It's like, out of all the clip art, you pick that?
Yeah, it's just like some guy, I think he's got glasses and he's squinting and he's got like a comb over and he's got like a cigar in his
mouth. Maybe that's the guy who owns it, you know?
I'm going to take a picture of that.
That's Charlie. Happy Charlie.
I'm sure someone somewhere is going to say it looks racist. I'm sorry.
You know why I am so happy? Because I got vices.
I guess. I know people like Miles will waste money.
Yeah, exactly. Buying a beer.
Buy an overpriced beer and pour it in this frickin' garden. Like a dumbass.
Yeah, he's got a...
Yeah.
Did you pour beer in your garden, really?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, was that for the pumpkins?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you drank it.
Well, I had a few sips of it. I mean,
oh, okay.
I don't want to get drunk.
No, Miller High Life 40-ouncer.
I didn't know what it was. It was the cheapest one I could find. It was like $1.07 or something.
Holy moly.
You know, I'm not rich.
PBR.
I don't even know what it was. Some silver edition or something. I don't know what it was.
I got the Coors Silver Bullet.
I don't know. I have no idea what it was. I sacrificed it to the plants.
Yeah, did it help out?
I would say no, but, I just whatever.
Whatever.
Took it on authority there, and you know what was it. You know, so.
Give it a try for $1.58. I could do that. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, I could do that. All right.
Yeah, I could buy cheap beer all day long.
All day long. Let's try another one. Glug 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 glug. Not so much at the garden. Actually, this tastes good. I don't really like it. It tastes good.
Oh, I was doing the static over you.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
Well, you can say it now. I'll do it again.
No.
No, you're not going to say it now?
No, I have nothing to say now.
Oh, jeez.
Bob abruptly ended the show.